Welcome to VG Buzz, your daily source for gaming news, brought to you by Element FM. Get unlimited podcast hosting for just $5 a month at Element FM and amplify your voice. Now let's get to the news. The gaming industry is experiencing a period of remarkable transformation, innovation, and unprecedented growth, marked by a steady stream of major releases and industry developments. We're kicking off with Battlefield 6, a title that has made blockbuster waves after selling over 7 million copies in its first 3 days, a record for the franchise.
Developers have responded to player feedback by refining the XP progression system, now rewarding a 10% boost for every match completion, and a significant 40% increase for daily bonuses.
However, not everyone is thrilled. Community concern is rising over the removal of XP farming opportunities in Portal mode. Despite that controversy, developers remain dedicated to frequent updates and balancing adjustments, promising a long horizon of support for devoted fans. Shifting the spotlight to strategy enthusiasts, Anno 117, Pax Romana transports players to ancient Rome for an innovative city-building experience. This entry features advanced trade mechanics and lets you interact with unique historical figures as you manage intricate economic, religious, and political challenges within your growing city. Packed with stunning visuals and deep narrative layers, Anno 117 is shaping up to be both accessible to new players and richly rewarding for veterans. Indie fans have something fresh on the horizon as well. Double Fine Productions has just launched Keeper, a game where players defend magical artifacts across a vibrant universe. Keeper has received early praise for its visually impressive graphics, strong focus on community engagement, and narrative depth that keeps players invested. Crowdfunding continues to fuel innovation, and this is fine. Maximum Cope is a shining example, raising over $50,000 on Kickstarter and captivating the imagination of its growing community. Players can now explore the game's whimsical landscapes and face off against creative boss battles in the free demo during Steam Next Fest, with enthusiastic feedback pouring in daily. Mobile gaming is having a renaissance as classic experiences are revived and modernized. Hitman: Absolution is now available as a mobile adaptation. This enhanced version preserves the game's iconic storytelling and lets a new generation confront its complex moral dilemmas on the go, expanding its legacy to a wider audience. The Crew 2 answered the community's demand by launching an offline hybrid mode, so players can take their racing adventures anywhere and play indefinitely, online or off.
This adjustment shows a welcome trend. Developers really are listening and acting on feedback to improve the player experience.
Horror fans can look forward to Bonefield, set to enter early access next October, bringing a gripping survival experience where you'll embody a private investigator facing life and death choices at every turn. Seasonal events are ramping up across storefronts. Fanatical's Build Your Own Capcom Horror Bundle is perfect for fans looking to customize their Scarefest lineups this month. Meanwhile, Final Fantasy XIV is on the verge of patch 7.4, which promises thrilling new combat elements and plenty of fresh seasonal content for longtime adventurers. A major highlight in sports simulation, Football Manager 26, is debuting a landmark partnership with FIFA, letting players manage national teams as they lead up to World Cup 2018. Deeper realism and expanded gameplay options await, setting a new bar for management franchises of all stripes. Nintendo is preparing a full-scale push for the next-generation Switch 2, with plans to produce up to 25 million units by March 2026. Pure confidence in the face of fierce holiday competition. Beyond new hardware, the industry is confronting some hard realities, including the challenges of supporting live service games long-term and a dramatic uptick in cybersecurity threats. As phishing scams and attacks grow more sophisticated, studios are reminded of the need to diversify portfolios while keeping consumer data protected. Crossovers keep the scene playful. Subway Surfers X Among Us introduces fresh themed challenges that mix fan bases and foster creative community interactions. Collectibles and memes are making waves too. From high-value rare items to trending game-inspired memes, reflecting how gaming culture is now woven tightly into the fabric of broader media and pop culture. Looking ahead, the Galaxy's showcase on October 23rd promises over 50 indie and AAA games, giving the spotlight to rising creative talents. Marvel Rivals will reveal a brand new PvE mode aimed at enhancing cooperative play and broadening its player appeal. Adaptations are all the rage in Hollywood, and this month, the Horizon franchise continues to expand beyond game consoles, even as Sony faces a legal showdown with Tencent over alleged copyright infringement. On the merchandise front, major franchises like Kingdom Hearts are spawning new lines of themed accessories, giving fans more ways to show off their gaming pride every day. Service enhancements abound. PlayStation Plus is rolling out new perks, including free downloadable content for select titles this October. The horror genre is also booming, with Silent Hill 2 Remake surpassing 10 million units sold, a staggering achievement for the franchise. Meanwhile, Manhunt is getting renewed attention as gamers revisit its unique atmospheric legacy through retrospectives and community events. Quantic Dream's Spellcaster's Chronicles is emerging as a promising multiplayer title, blending PvPvE action with intricate storytelling. In racing news, Assetto Corsa Rally will hit early access this November, continuing the trend toward more simulation-rich gameplay and deeper player interaction. Societal and regulatory challenges continue to impact the industry, highlighted by the high-profile Saudi-backed acquisition of EA, raising fresh concerns about labor rights and foreign influence in the U.S. gaming sector. Stakeholders are watching closely as lawmakers debate the implications for unions, corporate governance, and international collaboration under new ownership. Meanwhile, both blockchain and AI are reshaping how players engage with games and even how they own and trade digital assets, ushering in a wave of innovation and debate. Esports is growing exponentially, with competitive gaming introducing new engagement opportunities and simultaneously unique complications through the rapid rise of esports betting. Community engagement around Pokemon Legends, ZA, is sparking ethical discussions on narrative choices, player agency, and what it means to have a real impact within a game's story. The Call of Duty franchise is at a crossroads too. Former director voices concern about the future under Microsoft, emphasizing the importance of preserving the gameplay elements core to its identity. This is a timely reminder that corporate transitions can influence creativity and the legacy of beloved series, for better or worse. Esports events are packing arenas across the globe, and Monster Hunter Wild's USA Championship on October 17th is expected to be a highlight for competitive gaming fans. As for anticipated updates, the next patch for Borderlands 4, aiming to balance and improve gameplay, has been delayed, but developers assure players that the extra time will yield major quality of life upgrades. PS5 and PS4 players are in for a treat as Croc: Legend of the Gobbos gets a free upgrade, revitalizing the title with enhanced visuals and gameplay. It's a great time for both nostalgia-driven gamers and those discovering these classics for the very first time. Quantic Dream's unveiling of Spellcasters. Chronicles signals the studio's shift towards action-packed PvP and community-driven storytelling, reflecting a new standard in multiplayer design. Meanwhile, Xbox and Obsidian have taken a unique and humorous approach to marketing with their new Outer Worlds 2 teaser, poking fun at classic gaming tropes while generating massive community buzz. Intellectual property remains a hot-button issue, with Sony pushing back against Tencent in court over the Horizon clone case, an important reminder of the ongoing battle for creative rights. For collectors, a new Rappi: Red Hood figure joins Goddess of Victory, Nikki's growing line of popular merchandise.
This reflects how fan engagement today extends well beyond digital content, embracing physical collectibles and expanded universes. As this episode draws to a close, it's clear that the gaming industry is more multifaceted than ever, blending bold creative visions, technological frontiers, and community-driven progress. Studios, publishers, and fans alike are striving to innovate while navigating complex challenges, from cybersecurity to regulatory scrutiny. The future looks bright, with unique gaming experiences and new technology promising to reshape narratives, empower players, and deepen global connections. Whether you're a lifelong gamer, a newcomer to the scene, or even just casually curious, there's never been a more exciting time to tune in, play, and participate. Checkpoint cleared. Thanks, and catch us tomorrow in your favorite podcast app.